It's day 20 of Ramadan, the holy month for fasting and reflection in the Islamic calendar. WNYC Shamita Basu spoke to people who were breaking their fast in New Jersey, and she's here in the studio with us this morning. Hey, Shamita.
Morning, Richard.
So where exactly did you go?
Okay, this is about 5 minutes from where I grew up. It's right where Edison meets Islin, a place called Oak Tree Road that has lots of Indian and Pakistani shops. So I went out there last Friday night. It was the 15th day of Ramadan, the halfway point, and I stopped in a restaurant called Shalimar.
So were they busy?
You know, it wasn't super crowded. I got there at 8:30, which is right when people were breaking their fast. But I spoke to the manager, Abid Latif, and he told me Shalimar is doing a lot of business right now, mostly through takeout and big catering orders, like for mosques. Mm-hmm. They're feeding something like 4,000 people every week this month.
And who did you find eating there, though?
I spoke to 12-year-old Soheib Munir. He was there with
starving.
His parents.
Starving? Was he starving?
He was so good. He was very thoughtful. He said it's not that hard to fast. He was waiting for his food to arrive, and I asked him what he's thinking about this Ramadan.
How fortunate we are and how the less fortunate feel, and this is what they go through every day. But like when we break our fast, they don't.
What are you looking forward to eating right now?
Biryani.
Biryani? Yeah, for sure.
So Soheib told me this is his third year fasting.
I can go for some biryani right now. Did you speak to anyone else?
I met Aisha Shah. She's a 24-year-old medical student who lives in Pennsylvania. She was there with her family. And she described Ramadan as a 30-day detox for your mind and your body, which I like that description. Mm-hmm. And I asked her if this year is any different from past years because of politics or social issues. And she said, look, there's something difficult about every Ramadan. But yes, this year it brings an especially needed relief.
All year we've been hearing how, you know, Muslims are this, or Muslims should apologize for this and should do this and should do this. And all of a sudden we're at a place where God's like, just take a break, relax, you know, just try to figure out who you are and move forward from that. Once you can figure out who you are, you can answer people's questions a lot easier.
Aisha told me she's getting a lot more questions from people than ever before about her faith, her hijab, and she's cool with that. She'd rather answer questions than let people make assumptions.
And how many more days of Ramadan?
Well, we're 20 days in, 10 days to go until Eid al-Fitr.
Okay, Shamita Basu, thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.